We're always open to advice here at Word of Mouth, especially if it comes from Dear Prudence. Prudy, as her friends call her, tackles questions about sex, money, pets, everything in between, with a mix of humor, ethical knowing, and worldly authority. We recently stumbled upon Prudy's guidance on an issue of Halloweenish importance. A spat between neighbors ensued when one party put Halloween decorations around their house, which another neighbor complained were too scary for their daughter. We decided we better call Dear Prudence, also known as Emily Yaffe, to get the ruling on this neighborly dispute and other problems that might arise this Halloween, which so many people may have to experience in the dark. Emily, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Great to be here.
So most importantly, you are in the Mid-Atlantic, hard hit by Sandy. Is it in bad taste for those of us not so affected to carry on with Halloween celebrations when so many are flooded or without power or evacuated?
Well, couldn't you say the storm wins if people don't carry on and celebrate Halloween?
Prudence, that's why we love you.
I cannot imagine that people who are suffering, and of course everyone, you know, their hearts go out to them and the rest of us feel so lucky to have escaped. But if I were the one sitting in a wet house and people in the next town over had power, I would hope they would take their kids out trick-or-treating. So, of course, it's just carry on.
Well, so let's get to the question that started all of this off. It was the scary house owner that wrote to seek your advice. Any details to fill in just how scary this house looked?
Well, the woman wrote in and said, we and our neighbors get really into Halloween. It's not over the top, but it's, you know, fog machines and fake tombstones and that kind of thing, and we get into it. And the people with a five-year-old said last year their five-year-old was scared to death, couldn't sleep for a month, and said we all should stop. Now, I do agree that the serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer style decorations, that's just in bad taste. But Halloween is Halloween, and I think it's really important that people not feel the world bends to my child's sensibilities. I either protect my child or help my child understand the world. So I think the people who were saying, hey, no Halloween decorations, my five-year-old was scared to death. Well, maybe this year the little girl will be a little more resilient. I suggested that the people who are doing the decorations go over to the parents of the scared little girl and say, hey, would she like to come help us put these up with my boys? She could decorate with us. Then it would take some of the terror away from the decorations because she helped put them together and saw they're just plastic and stuff.
Well, we have you on the line. You've resolved that for us. But a few other questions on Halloween etiquette. A lot of people do consider the holiday as, well, let's say permission to dress in risque costumes and show a lot of skin. Any advice for parents or spouses or partners concerned about their loved ones parading around so exposed?
Well, I also had a letter about this, about from this woman who they have an annual Halloween party at their house. And a few years ago, a neighbor, Kimmy, moved in, you know, a mom. She came dressed as a Playboy bunny the first year. The dads couldn't wait to see what she came up with the following year, which was a little Bo Peep costume she was busting out all over of. And the mom complained that because of Kimmy, the dads were too distracted to supervise the apple bobbing. And I said, well, yeah, you got melon bobbing going on with Kimmy, so no one's paying attention. I do object to the sexification of little kids, you know, sexy nurse, right, sexy witch of prepubescent kids. For the teenage boys at the party, this month, Halloween must be the highlight of the year. I mean, you got to lighten up. You can't go over to Kimmy and say, hey, I've got your costume. It's a burka. It's one day a year.
Emily, we have just a minute left. Anything in your mind that's off limits when giving out candy? I mean, apples, Bibles, homemade granola bars, anything?
Condoms, razor blades. Give the package stuff. very vigilant. Parents are going to throw away anything unpackaged. It's not time to try to convince the kids to become vegans. Just hand out something cheap and wrapped, and the kids will be happy.
When are you too old to go trick-or-treating?
When the girls can wear that Playboy costume and the boys' voices have changed. Don't you resent when these teenagers who need a shave show up at your door asking for candy?
Emily Yaffe, thanks so much. So glad you set us straight.
My pleasure.
Emily Yaffe is a regular contributor to Slate.com, where she writes the Human Guinea Pig and Dear Prudence columns. Coming up, a paradox at the polls. Anti-fraud groups argue against the presence of international election monitors, creating quite a kerfuffle. More after the break on Word of Mouth.